Parshas Emor, the Torah introduces the mitzvah of Usfat and Lachem Imachas HaShabbos, which Chazal referred to as Sfiras HaOmer. I would like to point out something that I believe is a very fundamental quandary regarding this mitzvah that is probably felt by many, at least subconsciously. If we were to take a survey amongst Yeshivalite as to what is the yesoid of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, what's the significance of this counting between Pesach and Shavuos, what are we supposed to accomplish and internalize through this counting? I think nearly everyone would immediately respond with the famous words of the Sefer HaChinuch that explains very clearly that the yesod of this mitzvah is Achonah L'Matan Torah, a count-up to the long-awaited Matan B'Kabbalas HaTorah, which clearly displays in our counting how deeply we yearn for Kabbalas HaTorah. Similarly, the Rishayim bring a medrash that B'Shas Yisitz Mitzrayim itself, Klal Yisrael were so desperate to see Gulas Mitzrayim come to fruition through the fulfillment of the Haftocha of Tavdunas Elikim Elahar Hazeh that they themselves started counting towards Matan Torah, and that is the Yisoy L'Dayri Deiris of this mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer. However, when we look at the Psukim, the Torah makes no mention of any connection to Matan Torah. In fact, the Torah brings this mitzvah smack in the middle of the mitzvah to bring a Korban HaOmer. It seems clear from the Psukim that it's a function of a Korban HaOmer. We are counting away from the Korban HaOmer towards the Korban Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos with no correlation to Pesach culminating in Matan Torah. The significance of starting to count on Tes Zayin Iyar Mimacharas HaPesach is because that's the Yom HaKrovas Korban HaOmer, and that's the Nusach of the Sfira that we say every day, Hayoim Kach V'Kach Yomim BaOmer. And so that's the way we refer to the mitzvah. Chazal call it mitzvahs Sfiras HaOmer. It seems very obvious that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer has nothing to do with yearning for Matan Torah, and it's simply a chiv Sfira rooted in the Korban HaOmer. In fact, we find Rishayim or Mechadish that Sfiras HaOmer is not even considered as Man Grama because it's not triggered by a specific date. It's rather simply linked to the bringing of the Korban HaOmer. It seems as if we're describing two totally different mitzvahs, and yet the Chinuch clearly explains that this is the yesod of the original mitzvahs essay, the Raisa of Sfiras HaOmer. How are we to explain this dual meaning of two seemingly unrelated ideas? It would seem that we need to first try to understand what is the inyan bechlal to make a svira to a korban, something we don't find in any other korban. Even the unique korbanos of other yom tovim don't have a svira attached to them. Similarly, the Sfira seems to begin with the Korban HaOmer, and it climaxes with the Shtei HaLechem, as if to insinuate that there's some sort of process that begins with the Korban HaOmer on Pesach, that culminates with the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, and the Sfira is meant to highlight that process and emphasize the build-up that one is meant to experience while he counts from one Korban to its counterpart. What is this process? And how are these Korbanos the appropriate bookends to symbolize this process? The Mefarshim explained that the Korban HaOmer was very unique. It was brought from barley, whereas standard Korbanos were brought specifically from wheat. Why would such a meaningful Korban HaOmer be brought from Meichel Behema, when standard Menachos need to be brought from a more refined Meichel Adam? Zoch the Mefarshim, there is a very specific process that needed to occur between Gulas Mitzrayim on Pesach to the Tavdun Eselikim Barazeh by Matan Mekabalas HaTorah of Chag HaShavuos. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim in a very unrefined state, Memtesh Shari Toma, and they needed the Yemei Taira, the Shiva Shavuos, like the Zohar says, Me'ayin the Taira of the Zayin Nekiyim. They needed that till they were able to refine themselves into the Atim Kruyim Odom that were Kalim Haruim Mekabalas HaTorah. That process is symbolized by the progression from the Meichel Behema of Korban HaOmer on Pesach to the eventual Meichel Adam of Shtei HaLechem and Shavuos. Accordingly, the necessary process of character refinement leading up to Matan Torah is very much intertwined with the counting up from the Korban HaOmer to the Shtei HaLechem. Every day we are counting another day and another step away from the Meichel Behema of Korban HaOmer towards the refinement of becoming the Nezer HaBriya of Atim Kriyim Adam that are worthy of being Mekabli HaTorah. But I think there might be a deeper message. It seems very perplexing that in the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer, we are so focused on the name of the Korban being Omer, In fact, it seems so strange why the entire korban is called Omer. What is the word Omer supposed to refer to? Rashi says, what's the taich Omer? Asira saifa, ka choysa shmo, kemoi by yamoidubo Omer. Rashi explains that the word Omer refers to the measure of an asira saifa flour, like we find similarly that the Torah refers to the measure of the mon in Parshas Beshalach as being an Omer, which is also an asira saifa. We know how much a name is supposed to capture the essence, the mahus. Why would the Torah consider the exact measure of the korban to be so essential and fundamental to call the entire korban a korban oimer? Also, is Rashi just cross-referencing another place in the Torah that we see this measure being used and being called oimer? It's simply a dictionary? Or is there a deeper connection between the korban oimer and the man that both are referred to by the Torah with the word oimer? The truth is, we find a very deep connection between the oimer of the man and the oimer of korban oimer. The Medrash Rabbah tells us that we were commanded to bring the oimer of korban oimer in response to the oimer of the man that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifted Klal Yisrael. In fact, the pasuk in Yeshua says, "Vayishbo yishamon mimachras haPesach." The man stopped falling Mimachras haPesach on Tes Zayin Nisan, exactly the same day that we bring the Korban Omer. The Torah even uses the same terminology of Mimachras haPesach by the Mon. It seems that the Torah is telling us that there's a very deep connection between the Omer of the Mon and the Omer of Korban Omer. We also know that Leinitna Torah Leich Le'amon. In fact, the Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim and Nisan, they were not yet ready to be Mekabel the Torah until they had a few months of the Mon. It's clear that the Omer Lagogoylus of the Mon, which corresponds to the Omer of the Korban Omer, was a very essential prerequisite to being Roy Lekabalas HaTorah. What was so transformational about being Oichle HaMon that Klal Yisrael needed to experience that exposure in order to be Mekabal the Torah? There was something very special about the Mon. On one hand, it was guaranteed Parnosa and every conceivable taste that you could possibly desire. One would think that the idea of the Mon was a lap of luxury. On the other hand, there was no way to be overly involved. There was no way to overdo it in this area of Gashmias. There was a set amount of Omer Lagagoylus, as the Pasuk says, Vayamudu Boimer Lehedef Amarbe, Vahamamit Lehechsir, Ishlef Yachlo Lakotu. The Mon was the perfect supply of Gashmias, but left no room for over involvement. Whether or not you put in efforts to get more, you ended up with a preordained Omer, which is exactly what you needed, as the Torah writes, Ish l'fi ochel l'kotu. This is the necessary breeding ground to be ruin l'kabalas ha-Torah, to have all your tzarchi ha-guf fully tended to b'shleimus, but in a totally detached way, with no emotional investment, no planning ahead, no hoarding, no choices. Kachi darkei ha-Torah, to relate to every aspect of gashmius and personal needs as something that needs to be in place, but does not take up any brain space or any emotional outlay. Every morning, the perfect Omer arrived, exactly what I needed for that day, with nothing left over, requiring total betochen Hashem for our daily rations, without any room to be in any way bound to the food or obtaining it. That is the true way to be mekabel the Torah, as the Rambam writes in the Chos Tamei Torah Mishnah Sol, Libo lekayim mitzvah zu of Tamei Torah karoi, v'liyos muchter bekeser shel Torah, v'yasiach daita ledvar macherim. He cannot have brain space for any tzarchi aguf. True keser Torah is one that makes the Torah the centerfold of his entire thought process, his most cherished occupation, and his most coveted activity. Every other esek gashmi is simply a need that needs to be taken care of with minimal investment and the most minimalistic measure, with no desire for more. That is the unusual stress on the mon being a very limited, measured Omer of Asira Seifa, and it was that minimalistic shear that symbolizes why the experience of being Oichle, the Omer of the Mon, was such a critical breeding ground for being Roy Lekabos HaTorah, and that's the side of the Nitna Torah Leichle HaMon. Similarly, the Korban Omer that was meant to usher in the countdown to becoming Mekabel HaTorah was specifically an Omer, and was called an Omer to convey that the Korban Omer, like the Omer of the Mon, was meant to begin this necessary backdrop for Achonah LeKabbalas HaTorah, while we internalize this vital approach to Gashmius in such a measured and minimalistic way. With this new insight into the significance of the Korban Oimer and the stress on it being called an Oimer like the Mon, we begin to appreciate that counting from the Oimer towards Shavuos is actually very much intertwined to what the Chinuch talks about, our countdown to being worthy of Mekabli HaTorah. And as we are Mekayim the mitzvah of Sirus Oimer every night, and we emphasize Ayoim Kach Bekach Yomim BaOimer, we're not stam referencing a Korban that was brought on Tesai Nisan, but rather referring to the Korban that was specifically brought on that day to inaugurate this process of Achon HaKabos HaTorah. And as we count to the Oimer, we are very much counting towards Matan Torah, exactly how the Chinuch explains the Mahus of the mitzvah Sirus Oimer. The Ramban refers to these powerful days that we are experiencing now as Yemei Chol HaMoed, between the Yontavs of Pesach and Atzeres, clearly telling us how intertwined the Gulas Mitzrayim of Chag HaPesach is with the Zman Matan Teresenu of Chag HaShavuos. And these intermediary days are meant to enhance this process of refining ourselves to become a Kabbalah HaTorah. As we count from the Omer, we have a nightly reminder that we are in the middle of a process of internalizing the centrality of Torah over the triviality of Omer Shel Gashmias, and that's what will make us worthy to be Mekabli HaTorah on Shavuos. May the Eibush to give us the Koyach and the Moyach that our nightly Sviras Omer have the desired effect, that it will help us with our focus, it will help us with our priorities, and it will allow us to adopt the true Darka Shel Torah that makes the Iker Iker and the Tuffel Tuffel. And then we'll be in a position to be properly ru'uyim lekabala satera beiz Hashem bizman matan teresenu abo aleinu l'toivo. Agitin Shabbos.